Jim McGovern is a congressman from Massachusetts' 2nd District. Well, no secret, Jim, that people are scared to death about this whole North Korean situation. What are the U.S. options, do you think?
Well, one is, I think we ought to understand that a military option is a disastrous option. I mean, the death toll would be unfathomable. I mean, North Korea could lob missiles into South Korea very easily.
Japan.
Very populated cities. Yeah, Japan. I mean, you know, so, you know, I get it. Everybody likes to, you know, in Washington likes to do saber rattling. But, I mean, this is a time for people to actually take a deep breath and figure out, how do we solve this? China clearly has a role to play in this, but, you know, other countries may be as well. But the first thing is lower the rhetoric. I mean, we're not dealing with a rational guy and Kim Jong-un in North Korea. And unfortunately, I don't think we have a rational guy in the White House right now. But the fact of the matter is this is where Congress needs to step up to the plate and say to President Trump, before you do anything, you need to get an authorization from Congress. We need to be a check on this presidency so he doesn't, jump into a war without giving it very much thought. And look, I mean, you know, one day Trump says that, we're going to go to war in North Korea. The next day he says Kim Jong-un is a smart cookie. You know, I mean, his erratic behavior is disturbing because we don't quite know what he believes about this stuff. And his mood changes from, you know, day to day, hour to hour. But war with North Korea, it would be a disaster. And it's something that we need to try to avoid. And, you know, and this is why, you know, we should support our diplomats. And this is why we should be, you know, trying to find out of the box creative ways to get North Korea to the negotiating table and to figure out a way to stop this.
Jim McGovern, equally terrifying to North Korea is the idea that we, the United States, would pull out of the Paris Accords on climate change. It's very dispiriting to me. I wonder what your comments are.
Yeah, I think it's terribly dispiriting to me that that we would pull out of the Paris Climate Accords, because this is about protecting our planet. I mean, this is about making sure that that our kids and our grandkids and our great grandkids and generations beyond that have a planet that's livable. This was a carefully negotiated agreement. I think the only two countries that haven't signed on are Nicaragua and Syria. And the lead superpower in the world would just turn our backs on this. You know, based on what? I don't quite get it. I know he has a lot of people who don't believe in climate change and don't believe in science. But, you know, that's it's one thing to say those things on the campaign trail. It's another thing to implement policies, based on ignorance in real life. And I think it's an outrage that they would even contemplate this. And quite frankly, I thought for a minute there he was rethinking it. Because they were saying that, you know, people were getting to him when he was over in at the NATO conference. But apparently that's not the case. And I think it's disgraceful. I mean, this man is doing great harm to this planet. And it is a disgrace.
What could a guy like that be thinking? As he ruins the health care for so many people, as he does something like this, what could he be thinking?
Yeah, I don't. Maybe he's not thinking, or maybe he's thinking about his business investments, or, you know, pleasing a campaign contributor, or, you know, who knows? Or maybe he's listening to Steve Bannon. I don't get it. But this just doesn't make any sense. Any reasonable person, and look, this is not a Democratic versus Republican debate. I mean, there are lots of Republicans who understand that climate change is real, and we could talk about and debate about how best to deal with it. And the Paris Agreement gives great kind of space for countries to come up with, you know, innovative ways to lower the greenhouse gas emissions. And it also has the rich nations be able to provide some, you know, resources, so some of the poorer nations can actually make the necessary adaptations so they can comply. But to walk away from this, we're going to get to the point very soon where it won't make any difference, where we're going to have done so much damage to this planet where there's nothing we can do. And we're getting very, very close to that. And the idea that we have a president of the United States of America that is turning his back on science and on, you know, dealing with the issue of climate change is an absolute disgrace. And, and in addition to all of that, you know, our standing in the world is just significantly diminished because of this announcement. Yeah.
Let's talk about something that is less dispiriting, and that is it's the 100th anniversary of JFK, and we have a centennial going on here.
Right.
He was an extraordinary man. He had his difficulties, of course, we all know that,
right.
But he really was inspirational, wasn't he?
He was, and, you know, because he appealed to, I think, what Abraham Lincoln called the better angels of our nature. I mean, he called us to be the best we could can be. He inspired idealism amongst American people, that we believed that anything was possible. We believed we could end poverty. We believed we could, you know,
go to the moon.
You know, mm-hmm. Yeah, go to the moon, and that there was nothing that we couldn't do if we put our minds to it. And he thought in big, bold terms. I think one of the problems with politics right now is it's become so small. You know, a great achievement is like erecting a stop sign, you know, on a street corner, versus, you know, let us rebuild our entire infrastructure. Let us commit to the best railway system in the world in the next 10 years. Let's end hunger in America. Let's be a force for good around the world by dealing with issues of extreme poverty. And let's continue to be a voice for human rights. John F. Kennedy, those are the kinds of things that, that he put out there, and he spoke in a way that was almost like poetry. I mean, it was inspiring to listen to him, and you know, you listen to his speeches, and then you listen to the speeches of some of the politicians today, and you're like, ugh, we've gone backwards in terms of kind of the quality of our political discussion, and I think. You know, maybe this centennial comes at a good time so that people can reflect on what it could be like. And maybe it might inspire, you know, people all across this country to demand more of their politicians and their politics.
I have to say, it's great to hear you talking this way. It seems to me that what we were talking about here, we only have a minute, is a negative approach or a positive approach towards our potential.
Yeah. I mean, look, I tell people, you know, that when they ask me, are you part of the resistance? I said, I absolutely am part of the resistance. But resistance is about more than just telling people what you're against. It also means telling people what you're for. And that, in many respects, is more important, you know. And, you know, and I believe that politics ought to be first and foremost about caring about people and about uplifting people. And, you know, and we ought to. It's important that we spend some time talking about the things we're for and how we want to change things and how we want to make things better, because if it's just about what we're against, whether it's coming from the right or the left, it leaves people dispirited and it leaves people disillusioned about politics and about government. You mentioned John F. Kennedy. We need to get back to a day when, you know, we had leaders that actually inspired people called them to greatness in a way that was not about enhancing their own ambitions, but about helping the community at large. And I think we can get back to that. And I hope we can get back to that.
Jim McGovern is from the beautiful 2nd District of Massachusetts. I'm proud to be a Massachusetts resident when I hear you, Jim. And thank you so much for being with us.
All right. Talk to you soon.